Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Long-time listeners of this show will be delighted as once upon a time we had a debate on this show about who was the smartest person. I thought I was the smartest person. And so the staff members all went and we took the Mensa test together. Now, I was delighted when I got my results because I missed being a Mensa member by 1 point on the raw score, which was, to me, evidence that I am the smartest person not in Mensa. I was also delighted that two staff members qualified for Mensa. Among them, our next guest, Travis Wershkowitz, who joins us from Gainesville, Florida. Notice after you made Mensa, I sent you away.
I did see that. I didn't know if there's a direct cause and effect there, but now we know.
Too smart to, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, you ended up going into the Peace Corps, and yep. Where were you living for those couple of years?
Yeah, so I was in West Java, Indonesia, which I also don't know if you've been following it, but Peace Corps pulled all of its volunteers over this, so there are no Peace Corps volunteers overseas now. I got out at the right time there. I don't know if I got out of your show at the right time, but I got out of there at the right time.
What is the effect when the Peace Corps workers come out of an area like that?
It's sad. I mean, right now, I'll be honest, that area is what I worry about even more than anywhere here in the U.S. And I think some of the Peace Corps people were really bummed to be pulled out so quickly. But I mean, that country, like, especially Indonesia, I can't speak to other countries, but it's just personal boundaries don't exist. And even I was texting with one of my old students today being like, hey, man, my two cents, like, please stay away from people. And they just, like, can't. It's the most densely populated island in the world. I think Peace Corps does a lot of good in educating people. Right now, I just don't know that that's the safest place for them to be. I think other communities are really upset because they're more secluded and they don't have coronavirus or COVID-19 breaking out. And then people want to stay. And it's devastating because you're losing a resource that you can't really quantify. You know, can you put a price tag or a number on a native speaker teaching you English or even just changing your cultural awareness? So it's a tough situation.
Travis, you are in Gainesville, Florida. Give us an idea of where is Florida at with this pandemic?
Oh, man. Florida, in my opinion, I would not be saying this if I still worked for a news station, but Florida is blissfully unaware. And I don't know if you've been following it. The Miami Herald published an editorial yesterday asking the governor to, quote, please give a damn, because they still have not gone on lockdown. You've seen other states do it. The governor's response to why they have not gone on lockdown has now been that, well, New York went on lockdown, and now New York's sending everyone to us, which to me is just even more terrifying. It's just kind of interesting. Like, where I'm at in Gainesville, I am delighted to say that people kind of seem to be adhering social distancing. You go around and don't see people, but Florida didn't even close its beaches until last night. You've seen the videos, I'm sure, of the spring break parties and people just I don't know. I feel like people here get defensive about, like, Florida man, and then you have a situation like this that just reinforces so many negative things, and it's difficult.
Travis Warsowitz is our guest, former producer at KGW-TV in Portland, also worked as part of the staff on this radio show. Travis, you know, I know that you know, you're in a college town in Gainesville. You've got young people there. But the state of Florida, I automatically think older. I'm a little surprised that more isn't being done there.
Yeah, again, I mean, it's all about leadership. And that, I mean, I don't want to make this political or anything, but I think that's been an interesting case of, you've seen that, you know, there's not strong top-down leadership of every state's kind of being left to its own devices and each state's handling it differently. I do know one of the big concerns, especially here in Florida, is that they do have that older population. And that they're worried is that it's that mix of younger people like myself who may or may not even know they have it, then coming into contact. Say you're a young person living in Florida and you have grandparents nearby and you go, oh, I just want to go say hi. I'll tell you, I had a friend in my class. Her grandfather just had a stroke in Ohio. So last night she went home to take care of her grandmother then. And I said, look, you do what you got to do, but in my case, I don't know that that's the smartest thing, because you don't know what you do or don't have, and now you're going to be going around, and I get that you want to take care of them, but until you've been tested or anything, I don't even know that you can safely say you're going to be able to take care of them.
Travis Warsowitz is our guest. He's in Gainesville, Florida, checking in. How much, you know, the talk around Florida football, I know that's big in Gainesville. I know that, you know, the Gators are a big deal. Are people wrapping their heads around the idea that college football might be pushed back?
I think people are not really acknowledging that possibility right now. I think everybody knows it's a possibility. And I think the whole sports world acknowledges that. It is interesting just talking to my friends here. Like, I'm a big NBA fan. We had a group call the other night just to, like, hang out without actually hanging out. And everybody said, man, I don't know what I'll do if football gets canceled. And I said, what about basketball? Like, it's already been gone for a week and nobody cares about that. So they are acknowledging it, I guess. Maybe that was a poor choice of words earlier. But it's still, I think everybody's clinging to that hope. And I know, like, here, Dan Mullen just got they're talking about a contract extension for him. That's the UF football coach. So I think things are proceeding as normally as they can, if that makes sense. And everybody's just kind of hoping and praying that come August, come September, there will be at least a game played, whether or not there's fans in the stands.
I think, you know, your view of the state of Oregon from all that, I know your parents still live here in the state of Oregon, if I'm not mistaken, and obviously you grew up here. Your experience as well as a news producer at KGW, that never really leaves you. Do you find yourself thinking about how you would produce a newscast?
Yeah, somewhat. And I'll be honest, I find myself more wondering how without a ton of answers. I actually texted a ton of people in Portland area today, some of my old friends, just saying, good on you for the work you're doing. I'm truly impressed to see the product they're putting out. And I think, you know, anybody in local news has friends across the country who are dealing with it right now. You're seeing everybody going remote. Everybody's doing it at a time where you need information more than ever, you know. And it's a shame that not necessarily everybody's listening to the information put out, but it's just whatever the opposite of disheartening is, I guess it's heartening to see the reporters, the producers work these long, crazy hours in the craziest conditions, everybody tuning in from home and making it work and still getting this information out to people to try to protect them. Like, as corny as it is, it's literally a life and death matter now. And it may not seem it when you go for a walk outside, but it matters. And people are doing everything they can to help each other.
Travis Warsowitz is our guest, former producer on this show and at KGW. He is in Gainesville, Florida. Now, are you staying home yourself, even though you're not getting that mandate? What are you doing?
So I am staying home more than I would. I told you ahead of time, and I stuck to it. I am on my daily walk through the park right now, which it's like good and bad. It's 82 degrees here, bright sunshine. And like, there's a part of me that's happy to say almost nobody's out here. On like a normal day, this park would be swamped with people. And yet, as I go for a walk, I can see there might be like 40 people in this entire park. Everybody's got at least like 20 to 30 feet between them. And if you come along somebody on the bike path that I'm walking along, I mean, you'd think I either was the worst smelling guy ever or just had a bad look about me because everybody's giving me 10 to 15 feet. So that part, it's encouraging to see at least people in this area respecting that.
All right, Travis, I really appreciate you checking in with us and giving us a flavor of Florida. Is it sunny there? Can you give us like set the scene as you look around?
Yeah, it's bright sunshine. There is a cloud coming in to cover the sun. I'm sorry if you catch the breeze on my headphones. It might be breaking me up a little bit. But I was talking to my folks this morning, actually, and they're like, oh, it's great weather for you. I'm telling them, depends on how warm you like it, because 85, 90 is a little warmer than I personally enjoy it. I think right now the Oregon climate might be better suited for my personal comfort. But it's nice. And I was thinking, I mean, that's the silver lining where I live is we've had bright sunshine every day. So even if I'm depressed with what's going on, I can look outside versus I have like a friend in Cleveland, Ohio, sending me pictures of snow still on the ground. I'm like, man, that, I don't know, that would be even more difficult to deal with, I think.
Travis, I appreciate you making time for us. Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, and best of luck to you.
All right, before you go, one more thing.
Yeah, my bad.
All right, when, you know, you went from producing news at KGW and being on this show to being in Indonesia in the middle of nowhere with, like, you know, I'm guessing you had to go to a cyber cafe to get Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Did you get whiplash from that?
Somewhat. I mean, I'll tell you this. A lot of people, I've been joking with my Peace Corps friends, Indonesia kind of conditioned us for social isolation. Even though, like, the people are so friendly, you get overwhelmed, you go to your room and just read a book for 4 hours. And so it's difficult. I mean, I think the saddest thing is I remember talking to you when I came back from Indonesia and how much sports help you through those lonely times of you log on, even if it's a day or two later and I'm reading one of your columns or catching up on who beat who and who took the series over the weekend or something. And just like that's the type of stuff that really helps you when you are deprived of some of these other things. And so even now, it's kind of difficult without that. I'm telling people here, I might get into esports just because I'm fiending for something.
Travis, I appreciate you, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. You too, John. Take it.
All right. All right. There he is, Travis Wershowitz from Gainesville, Florida. We go to Spokane and Rome coming up. Leave it here. Our next guest is the sports director at KREM2 in Spokane, Washington, Portland kid, Brenna Green, joining us from Spokane. How are you, Brenna?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm missing sports, but, you know, I'm broadcasting from home, and, you know, I know that, you know, life goes on, and we got to continue to cover things. How is your station sort of handling sports coverage with no sports actually happening?
Yeah, so right now we're still doing sports stuff. You know, one of the things that I talked about with management was that we want to still keep doing sports stuff because we think it gives people kind of a respite in the news of everything that's happening right now. And so, you know, some days we're doing stuff that's, you know, not coronavirus related that, you know, is just kind of like, you know, random ideas we're kind of having at this time. And then other times, you know, some more sports stories that are kind of revolving around how that has impacted some athletes. And, you know, we're not just doing like the, hey, this kid's outside playing tennis because they can still play tennis or, you know, whatever, that sort of thing. You know, we want to do stuff that's more unique. We did something on a pair of sisters from Idaho, a set of sisters from Idaho that they didn't realize they played their last game ever as sisters together, that sort of stuff. So that's kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to mix it up a little bit.
Gonzaga, in both men's and women's basketball, has teams that would be playing in the NCAA tournament right now. I have to think that is impacting that area a little more heavily, given that, you know, with the tournament canceled, what does that do to a city?
Yeah, it's super weird. I mean, this is something that I think a lot of people in Spokane have had circled on their calendar for a year. You know, once the Zags bowed out last year, I was like, okay, can they play in Spokane? And, you know, the woman had a shot of playing here too. And so anyways, it's, you know, a week and a half ago, I thought this was going to be, I was going to be just getting off of like the busiest weekend of my life.
Right.
And now it's completely different. Yeah, it's really unfortunate for the city. I mean, so many people were so excited about this, and especially since, like I said, the woman could have been playing here too, and having both teams here, and just what a celebration of basketball that would have been. I mean, and it was a beautiful weekend up here, and you know, having other teams come in and having those fan bases come in, it would have been just an awesome celebration. And Spokane just loves basketball. I mean, I know you were up here when Oregon came up here last.
Yeah.
And it's just a town that just, this town just loves basketball. And it doesn't even matter if the Zags aren't playing. People are still going to go buy tickets and go see that sort of stuff. But the Zags being there, I mean, it would have been electric.
You became the first female sports director in Spokane. And you know, I don't know if that was on your mind. You probably just wanted to be a sports director and sports reporter and sports anchor. But, you know, what does that mean to you? And how often do you get young girls, high school age girls, or young women in college who reach out to you and say, hey, Brenna, I want your job. How do I get it?
Yeah, you know, the whole story of, you know, how I got here and I got hired.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.